Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Bobby Moore as a Jeff Hurst. The trailer booking at Billy Bones. A Paolo Di Canio. West Ham United. We celebrate our victories. We stick together in defeat. Proud of our history, West Ham United, more than just a podcast. More than just a podcast.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. This is More Than Just a Podcast.
Podcast.
It is season 13, it is episode 18, it is International Week, and as promised, we are back for question time!
We didn't promise, I specifically said it's not a promise.
Oh, it was an ambition.
It's a failed ambition.
It was a failed ambition. Well, it's succeeded.
It's a succeeded ambition.
It was a pledge.
Yeah, it was, we'll try. We try, Sean.
We desperately wanted to try. Anyway, we thought it was just going to be myself and Len.
It was a statement of intent.
But we've got a surprise guest on a special day. First of all, Canning Town Len, where are you? What are you doing?
I'm at home painting a Van Gogh.
Birthday boy, where are you? What are you doing?
I'm in my van.
Shraman. 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 White van man.
Is it
white or not? It's grey.
It's a grey van, by the way.
Oh, lot primer grey.
Anyway, Shed Man, we didn't expect you to join. I know you're on your way to Weymouth, but, you know, there's just one thing we want to say to you, Len and us. Just let her get our voices ready.
It's your birthday, we're here to party and sing to you. It's from
me!
Hope you are bueno, the fun moreno, the whole day through. From the Gulf to the mountains, the city lights and fountains.
Yeah, that's enough of that.
I wasn't going to say that.
Happy birthday, Shipman. What were you going to say, Len?
I was going to say, stop being sanctimonious. Not on your birthday, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you got to be nice to him on one day.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Nigel YG.
I have this week. I haven't been. Thank you. Thank you very much.
How old are you, if you don't mind us asking?
54.
Wow. That's old. Not as old as me.
No.
And the young one here, though, is Lenny Boy, aren't you, Lenny?
Yeah, I'm 51.
You're getting that age.
The old memory's getting better. Fucking hell, I wouldn't be able to get my bank account if I said that on the phone.
Yeah, 51. There you go. I'm 55. Shepman's 54. We're officially an old podcast. Thank God that young whippersnapper George doesn't join anymore and make us all feel old.
Yeah.
No, John is he was doing a bit of building work, wasn't he?
So, building a
bit
cat
of flooring, I think.
Let's be honest, we weren't going to see the booches. We weren't going to see the booches on an international break anyway. So, a bit of wishful thinking. We have done a question time, but usual. I've just come off the motorway from Luton, so I've put it up a bit late. I went past Luton's ground. Well, some houses, but interesting. Have you been, Nigel?
Well, Kenilworth Road?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went. Yeah, we lost in the cup.
Right, okay. Never 3-2. Been. But
Shawadi Wadi's son, Scotty Oakes.
Oh, no. That's right, Scotty Oakes.
Yeah. Lenny, you ever been Kenilworth Road?
I think I have, actually. George Parry scored. Was that Kenilworth Road? It was, wasn't it? We drew 1-1 in the cup.
We I know we played them a few times in the cup, yeah.
Yeah. And we took them back to our place and thumped them.
Yeah. Your van's very squeaky, Shedman.
Yeah, it is. Sorry
man.
About that.
That's
all right. Ladders in the back.
Oh, I thought... Didn't you have a problem with your van? It's all fixed now.
No, yeah, it's all good. All good.
All right. What was the problem?
Well, a little bit of a water leak.
Oh, okay.
In fact, it's not fixed, but it's a very slow water leak. So they'll fix it when I'm back in London or when I'm back home as such, rather than travelling the country. Because it looks like I may have to go Swansea in a couple of weeks. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Cool, you know, get around. Anyway, I'm going to do a few stories while we wait for the questions to build up, because we've only got two at the moment. That's what happens when you only post a question unannounced on an international break, because you've forgotten to do it earlier.
Talk about off the cuff.
There's a lot of questions. There's a lot of news around. First news, right? I'll save the LLD name and rights to last. Is international break. We've had a few problems. Let's start with Miguel Antonio. Came off after 17 minutes. I think play stopped for 3 minutes. Knee ligament, we're told. Could be out a minimum of 3 months, could be a lot longer. Could be the last we ever see of Antonio. I don't know, a 33-year-old. Is he 33?
I don't know.
Something like that.
I heard it was possibly his ACL, is that right? Anterior cruciate ligament.
Is that in the knee?
Yeah, the back.
Yeah, yeah. Probably then. Is it ligament, right? So
yes, that's what the L stands
there
for.
There you go, yeah. There you go. So yes, probably. All I know is knee ligament's gone. Don't know how bad, but it's probably going to be at least 3 months. So some people on social media seem to be happy about that, which I can't understand.
No,
that's social media for you, isn't it?
You have seen it though, haven't you? I think, oh, good for that. You know?
I ain't been on it for...
I've at least all day. I must admit, no, I've not really obviously been busy today.
Yeah.
I know a few people are a bit not happy, but obviously using it to highlight, which quite rightly that club have not signed a replacement.
Yeah. Anyway, second story, if that wasn't enough. Bowen, Paul injures his knee in training. Left Bowen in England as they go off to Moldova or wherever they've gone.
Macedonia.
Breaking up, Shawnee Wooney.
I'm breaking up.
Yeah.
That's unusual. Am I it breaking is. Up to you?
Or you it... did, but you're back now.
All right.
Yeah.
So, so Bowen suffered a knee injury, got left in England, going for a scan. Senior source said today... scan results not back. I know there's some silly stuff on this Thai guy or whoever he is was quoting Dan Lawless saying he's out for the season. Don't believe
silly
Thai stuff. Thai five
from Thailand, an
ITK wannabe quoting he's out Thai. For 9 months. And I had people, I'm gonna embarrass him still, message me today going, is this true? And I went, come on, don't believe everything you read on X.
Don't still just ask the Daily Mail now. He's in with Emily.
No. He did message me. I went, no, that's a total low. So anyway, we don't think it's too serious. We are waiting for the medical results, but We don't. He may miss Burnley, but we don't think it's too serious. But we're waiting for the results. Of course, not happy with that. Things come in threes or maybe fours. Thomas Souček got kicked in the head with studs.
Oh,
have you seen the video?
I have, yeah.
Oof. I mean, that should have been a red card, shouldn't it? All day long.
I just think it shows what... I don't know, brave or foolish or whatever, but he...
I think he carried on afterwards. And yeah. here is something, and I've asked the club, and they said they don't know. He's shown all stitches on the plane, and he got bandaged up, but... the concussion protocols apply after a thing
only
like that?
If he got concussion shot.
Well, I asked the club and they said we'll have to see on Thursday. That's all they said to me. So I don't know if he got concussion or not. I mean, I would have got concussion.
Yeah.
So we could miss Thomas Souček. Imagine that, Len.
That would explain a lot.
Well, I'll tell you a funny story. Finlay, as you know, plays football, and I take him on a Saturday and Sunday. Last week, he scored a hat-trick. He's become a bit more of a right-winger, and we played... I'm not going to name the team, but we played a team this week, and we didn't... The win was against us, and we didn't start off too well.
The wind was against you?
Yeah, the wind was against us. In other words, it was with the opposition. We did, but first half, we were 3-1 down, right?
Right.
Bring it back to 3-2. The ref was not having a good game. In fact, he denied us three penalty shots.
When you say we.
Well,
Horsley, he likes to live precariously for his son. Football. He can't play football,
exactly.
Can he?
Horsley Football Club, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, 2 minutes to go. It's 3-2. We've hit the post. We've been denied another penalty, and the referee's lost control. He is allowing them to tackle quite dirtily. So one of our players at the end, minute to go of injury time, says something. And this guy, the oppo, punches him straight in the mouth, in the chin. Well, actually, in the eye. Punches him in the eye. Yeah. You know what happens next. It all goes...
You get a black eye.
Well, he got a black eye. But it all goes, you know, there were people flying in studs up, going into other players. So there's 11 versus 11, and it's a full-on ruck, right, on the pitch. So there's the manager, the assistant manager, and about four other spectators from our side. So we run over there to try and separate them.
Yeah.
And I grab one of the oppo players by the shirt and hold him back and said, come on, leave it out. And he says to me,
fuck off, granddad.
He said yeah. I'll knock you out, grandpa.
Grandpa!
Yeah. And I said, you can try, but I tell you now, I'm going to sit on you.
Yeah.
Fucking
hell. I'll sit on you.
I'd be worried.
And he did back off because it was sort of a little bit, you know how it is, the heat had got out of it by then. Referee comes over, starts issuing red cards to three of the players. And we only issued three red cards, I don't know, because probably about 12. But I know this stuff goes on Sunday football, but I've never seen anything like it. 17-year-olds, eh? Too much testosterone.
Lucky
you go to him, mate. Knock me out. I've had a death sentence from the ICF. I don't care about you. That's what you should have said. Fucking hell.
It was funny. I did think, am I going to get one on the chin here? But I didn't think at the time. But there you go. I would like to say now, Finlay didn't get in trouble. In fact, Finlay courageously grabbed hold of the guy, his name's Max, who got punched in the eye and held him back because he was ready to knock the other guy's block off. And the worst thing about this, and there's, on a serious note, one of the oppo players spat in our manager's eye. There's no need for that. No need for that at all.
Oh, that's fucking bad.
I know. That's worse than punching. That is
that's
worse than punching. And he went mad, and they had to take the other player off. But we are going to mention this to League. Anyway, it's not a Sunday League podcast.
Hold up, could you say, happy birthday to Finn?
Yeah.
Is it Finn's birthday?
Finn's
same
birthday.
Same day as Nigel's.
Not today, no. It was...
2 days ago.
2 days ago.
He
was 17. I took him for his driver theory test. And he passed just about. So he's going to be on the road tomorrow, by the way. So if you're in Surrey tomorrow, keep off the roads.
Out of the way.
Keep off the roads. Finley is on the road. Anyway, talking about mischief, the full story of international break is Vladimir Zufal, who decided with two of his colleagues to go out on the piss and get absolutely blasted in a nightclub and get videoed and pictures taken of him, and he was sent home in disgrace.
Wasn't that before the game and he played the 90 minutes though?
I don't know if it was it before the game.
I thought that's what I
It could have been. I couldn't read. It was a check paid for the road to it.
And they
even
still
worse.
Turned out, played the 90 minutes and got the point they needed and qualified.
Oh, well, he still got...
But I'd have been surprised if that would have been before. I guess
I'll check that out. Do you know what? I assumed it was afterwards, but you might be right. Yeah. It was before. He's in good company, though, isn't he? Bobby Moore used to do that.
Yeah. I was thinking that.
Ryan Deer used to do that.
Yeah. Ain't the biggest. It shows a lack of discipline, and for a senior pro, if there's youngsters in the squad, it does, you know.
I wonder what whether David Moyes will do anything. Probably
bad
not.
Bad example. Well.
Anywho, the other big story, LLDC apparently have nearly found a naming rights partner. Sports Business wrote that. That the Allianz and Sporting.
I believe
stage...
it's pronounced Allianz.
Allianz.
I've done that. Well, I done their style guide, designed their style guide years back. I remember it because it was a really boring job. German.
Okay, Allianz. And
Allianz.
And Stage Front were in the running. But interestingly, this sort of came out of the blue. And. Interestingly, it's just before a board meeting that I think is being held tomorrow for LLDC, and next week there's a scrutiny. And some would think that maybe LLDC were out briefing the media to create a little bit of a media storm, that they were getting closer to find a naming partner, wouldn't it?
We don't care, do we?
Well, we do care.
Still, we're going to call it the shithole.
But my contacts at the club say yes. Allianz are interested, but it's a long-term time from being done that they've got to agree to it. They have right to veto. And here's the interesting thing. West Ham have read the contract and they've interpreted the contract to say it's not just after the first $4 million a year we get up 50%. They've read it as after the first $4 million of the contract we get 50%. So let's say they sell the rights for 40 million, 4 million a year for 10 years, Allianz. They get the first 4 million year one, and on year two, we both get £2 million each. So we get another 18 million.
Well, have
that.
You read the contract?
I have read the contract.
And what do you think?
I think it's ambiguous.
Right.
But I've spoken to certain people very close to this. Not the senior sources, other senior sources, if you know what I'm...
What did Kieran Maguire say, Sean?
I haven't spoken to Kieran Maguire about it.
Oh.
Why?
No, I just wondered...
No. I have read... first of all, I read it a different way, and then they pointed out the clauses, and I went, yeah, I can see how you can read it that way. Do you not see it that way, then?
I thought it was a bit wishy-washy. And when you look at it and then you think, how did lawyers pass this?
I know, it is. You're absolutely right. And here's... Look, let's be honest. This is another legal... When they do sell the naming rights, here's another legal case and millions spent of taxpayers' money trying to fight it, and probably West Ham will win again. Last story before we go to question time. And apologies for saying his name wrong. But I got this from, actually, Kieran Maguire. I was on my way to Luton this morning listening to... Price of Football, as I think you probably were, Nigel, because you mentioned something from it.
No, I mentioned something before I'd actually listened to it. I knew that.
So on Price of Football, the big news has been that Everton have got a 10-point deduction, and the comparisons with Tevez, and when we got caught in irregularities, we got a £5.5 million fine, then we were sued. Well, it turns out that the way that this was done was there was a three-man independent panel. Two of them were barristers. One was a judge. One was a barrister. And the third man, a football man, was a former West Ham finance director. In fact, he joined in 1997, left in 2012. So over 15 years, he was a finance man. Nick Igo is his name, although I spelt his name wrong. And he was one of a three-man panel who decided on the punishment. Why is this ironic? Why is this ironic, Nigel?
Because Nick Igo was a financial director when we signed Carlos Tevez, and it is rumoured that he was the man that flagged up.
It is, yeah.
The contract was not quite right with Tevez and Mascherano, and we should advise the Premier League of.
That's such. Right, yeah. He went to Egbert Magnusson and said, something not right here. Yes. You need to show these to the Premier League. Interestingly, he was also the man, along with the managing director, Scott Duxbury, who went to Brussels, met the owner of Sheffield United, who wanted 30 million compensation, and he was the one who negotiated the deal for 20 million in Brussels over a handshake and a coffee. And
well, I think he was 25.
20. So the, and I tell you why it's 20. Sure? I know you said 25, and I know you've got contacts, but the owner, this is an interview with the owner of
McCabe,
yeah. So McCabe.
I think we lost him.
I pulled out my microphone.
Shawnee Woonee, we lost you.
I pulled out my microphone. Apologies on that.
Oh, you bet.
I know. So,
yeah, McCabe.
McCabe is the one who said they wanted 30 million, but I was feeling generous on the day and I did a deal for 20 million.
All right.
But I thought it was 25 in our accounts. Strange that. Yes. 25 in our accounts, 20, they say. Strange. Where did the 5 million go?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I could tell you, but I wouldn't do it publicly, to be fair.
Ooh.
And it weren't West Ham that took it. So anyway.
Oh, there's a story.
Yeah. Well, there ain't, because I wouldn't tell it publicly.
Interesting. Anyway, that's. I think that's the news on international break. Hopefully we've waffled enough that we've got some questions now.
Yeah, we have.
So it's time for this. Yeah. After a 3 week absent, because we couldn't be asked, question time
now
is back.
Oh yeah, no, it is.
It is a 3 week absence.
Yeah.
Question time is back. Whether you've forgotten us though is the question. And are you the question master tonight, Lynn?
I think I'll have to be, really. Yeah. There's no point asking Shawnee Woonee.
No, because I'm terrible pronouncing words.
Or Nigel Wygie.
Not really, because he's driving.
He's driving. He can't
in
really.
His squeaky van.
So, should I commence?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Commence.
That's all right. All right, first up, we've got Paul Nolan.
Beep, beep.
Thank you very much. And that's how he starts. Beep, beep, chauffeur here. First of all, happy birthday, Nigel Khan, 21 again. Two questions for tonight. Fine tonight, Paul. Are international breaks worth the aggro regarding injury, etc.?
No.
Should we answer them individually? No. I think we should do away with international breaks. I mean, all the countries don't get on with each other anyway. What's the point? Just stick to the old Premier League.
International football is the pinnacle of a footballer's career, and
is it?
Unfortunately, when you buy better players, yeah, and when you buy winning the World Cup is the pinnacle, you know, no matter what Messi's done, you know,
I'm not sure it is.
Right, winning the World Cup was the ultimate thing for him. Winning the World Cup is the ultimate prize, and that's done internationally, not the Premier League. So, you know, international football.
Who cares? We don't care. I don't care what footballers want.
I do. I care. We want to sign good players, and we're signing international players. We need international players to make us better. So we have to accept that we'll go and play internationally. The fact that Bowen's in the England team is because of his success playing for West Ham. So we should be proud of that.
Fucking hell, you might be. I don't give a monkey's.
Talking of that, I didn't mention... But we will get compensation from FIFA for Macau and Tony after the first 28 days. After the first 28 days, there's a compensation scheme called the Club Protection program, and we get his full wages for up to a year.
And the 28 days after that, they'll still be laughing at how much we're paying him.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I'm sure he'll go. I'll be back.
The bill up.
Yeah, they got to pick the bill up.
His second question, this is Paul's second question. Ooh. This is for Sean Whetstone.
All right.
When are the club going to touch up the stones in the Champions Place? As I can only see the inscription of mine with super X-ray vision. I only know where I am because I'm right next to Billy Bonds. That's not a bad place to be, is it?
I'll tell you what, Paul. Send me a picture of how bad the stones are, and I will make sure Miss Brady and others will sort that out, because it's a picture paints a thousand words. So yeah.
I was talking to my wife today. So Paul, if you can find my stone and tell me where it is, send me a photograph.
But yeah, send me a picture how bad they are, and I'll get. Yeah.
I'd like to know where my stone is.
Well, there's a way to look at that, you know. What's the inscription? And I'll tell you.
I think it was my WHUFC.
Okay. That's enough.
I'm just glad they didn't put "he loves this place," you know.
Yeah.
It was a Father's Day present. You know, it's one of them where your kids buy you something and you open it and you think... And a friend of mine, who we all know, apparently thought it'd be a good idea. And there's a bit of me to think, was he being a bit devilish there? You know, having
right.
6 years fighting West Ham to...
If you go to www.whufc.com/champions-place-map, you can download a map, okay? I'm doing it now, by the way, right? That has got all the names on and the locations. Then you do a control and F, right? Type in my UFC. Yeah. Oh, there's only one. And where the bloody hell is it? Well and good.
They only told you they bought it, Nigel. That's it. That's why you can't
see it.
No,
there is one, but it doesn't... I've got to now find... there's a lot of them, isn't there? It's all well and good. You're doing the search, but I don't see
it. It don't work.
Well, I want to see where it's...
You put your faith in tech again and then let you down. Shall I carry on with the question?
Oh, here it is. Right. It's underneath Alan Seeley.
That's about that.
One. So if you go, you know where Alan Seeley on the Y, and you go one, in line with the line, go 1, 2, 3, 4 down, that's where it is.
Yeah, Nigel.
Yeah. I'm gonna send you over a picture on WhatsApp, yeah?
I'm gonna try this new orange.
I bet this doesn't work very well on podcast, does it? But I can see it, and I'm gonna take a little picture. You're gonna hear the sound of a picture. 1, 2, 3. Do you hear that? And I'm gonna send it to you now with a little ring around it. How's that, Nigel? That's my birthday present to you. Tight ass.
Yeah. Well, I shall carry on then.
Carry on.
Right. Next up, Stuart Ling, Dinger. And he says, evening all, and happy birthday to Nigel. With two glasses of beer and the crossed hammers, which is, you know, that's Nigel to a T. On the birthday theme, what's the best birthday present you've ever received, and what was the worst? Well, I think we just heard Nigel's worst. Brady out, schlag. Sean, you there, mate?
Yeah, I'm just sending his picture, bottom row, Nigel, when you get to see it, under Alan Seeley. There you go, bing! What's the what? Say that again.
Your best birthday present you ever received, and the worst.
Oh,
I don't know the answer.
Yeah, I don't know the answer. Though.
I ain't got any family, so I don't get gifts.
That makes me really sad.
Well, that's life, isn't it?
That's a really difficult question. Because you think you're gonna don't want to upset anyone. And I've been taken away some really exotic places for my birthday by my current fiance. So that's probably been the best, surprise. Literally on the day of my birthday, we just like turned up with a passport and just jumped on a plane. So
right. They're
the kind of, that's probably the best one. It's not material things. And the worst, a relation once knitted me some West Ham gloves, and they were the worst West Ham gloves. I mean, the effort was 100%, but I wouldn't have been said that they were knitted with love, right? But and it wasn't a direct relation, but they were probably the worst present I've ever received. A hand knitted gloves that didn't look like West Ham and didn't look like gloves.
Oh, there you go. Nigel, best and worst birthday present. No, he's gone.
I'll move on. A grey van.
I'll move on, yeah.
No, you do. Hang on, you must have had a worse one.
So
someone once at work told me, I'm going to give you a little bit, once got given a drawer.
A drawer. That's a pretty bad present.
It was a drawer that you make together, but it was a drawer without anything to put it. It was just a drawer. DIY make-yourself drawer. But the drawer had nothing, no shell to put in. And I thought, that is just weird.
Nigel's back.
What's your worst birthday present?
Oh, we lost him.
I think he's crashed.
We lost him, haven't we? Anyway, let me carry on.
Go on.
Next up's Chrissy Mills, Super Chrissy Mills. Evening, gents, and happy birthday, Nigel. With the thought of having to watch more England dross, my mind has been wandering. Do you think this will be a better solution for the point system to encourage more fans to obtain points and actually attend home matches? Oh, this is going to be a bug at the read, I can tell. Maybe it'd stop all the white seats on show. It'd also give half a chance for non-bald ass kissers, I'd say lickers, Chris, of an occasional away day. Have you got one recently then, Sean?
What's that?
Have you been lucky in the ballot recently?
Do you know what? I have not entered the ballot lately. I saw one.
Thank you.
For the Fulham one was up. I missed the Spurs one. I've just had a bit of a busy life lately.
Right.
And I suppose it has an help with Finley playing football most Saturdays and Sundays. It's been a bit hard to go to away games. But I don't know if the ballot's closed for Fulham, but it was open like a day or two ago. So I was thinking of, I probably left it too late. But the quick answer is no. I have not been lucky for the ballot because I've not applied.
But would you want to hear Super Chrissy Moyes' theory? His point system, which we'll call the Mills point system. So he wants to give half a point for each home ticket purchased and another half point for actually going through the turnstile, right? And then 1.5 points for any away match and 1.5 points auto cup game. Well, all right. What would you do to make things as fair as possible, and is there any chance things will change so home fans get some recognition? Brady out. I think home fans probably should get a point for going through the turnstile, not necessarily buying the ticket.
I do agree, by the way, you should get one for turning up, both home and away. I also think the Europa, there should be a Europa, so the people that bought the free packages are free.
Yeah.
Or entered a cup scheme for Europa should get double points as well. So the people who signed up for free early on, rather than buying them individually, should either get either double points by agreeing to it at the beginning of the season, or if they buy a package, get an extra point for buying all three. Wouldn't cost the club any money, and it shows a bit of loyalty, rather than people picking and choosing which of the games they want to go to.
Yeah.
So I think they could be a bit more generous and give more points out depending on loyalty.
Yeah.
There is, when we were on the SAB and talking about this, there was also one idea of you get more points depending on the difficulty. So, i.e. going to Newcastle on a midweek, right, that's on TV, will get more points than going to Arsenal on a Saturday afternoon.
Seems fair.
I don't know if you came up with that idea, Nigel, but someone came up with that idea on the...
What's that?
Making it... So, depending the effort you put in, i.e. the distance away from the ground, whether it's midday or midweek or not, making it rewarding people for the effort they put in.
No, I actually think you should get a point for every year you've been a season, or for every year you've had a continuous season ticket.
Talk about thinking number one.
Oh, yeah.
You talk about loyalty. And but remember, the records,
but
I think, only
as
to 2016.
What we're saying, not just where you got to think West Ham 2.0, really.
No, we're not. We're looking after ourselves, Len.
Right. Well, okay.
You go back to, so you get a point for every year you've been a continuous season ticket holder.
Oh, suits me.
And then whatever. I mean, for Liverpool to sell out 6,000 tickets on a midweek game just before Christmas to 9 points.
Unbelievable, isn't
it? That to me says there's points harvesting definitely going on.
Yeah.
That would have made general sale years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. So you think they're not all going to show, that's what you're saying, right?
Or people will buy them and then try and move them on. So, but then again, the way the system is set up, that's what it's going to push to. Because they've got to, you know, if you're sitting now on 10 points, what chances do you get? Nothing. Games are now selling out 20-odd points. So it's an easy point for them, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shall I move on?
Yeah.
Right. Next up, Mark I should know this.
Did you drop your easel there?
No, I put my paintbrush down.
Oh, right, okay.
I really threw
your paintbrush down.
I really need to wash them, which is a bit, but I can't. I've question time started. I've got that much commitment to question time.
Yeah.
So I'm just sitting here, letting it dry and slowly picking the paint off.
Yeah.
Which is just going to ruin a fucking brush, but never mind.
All right.
Anyway, carry on. Mark Miroslavic Sorgo, all our friends. With Bowen and Antonio injured whilst on the international duty, does the club get compensation? What else can be done? Would we prefer none of our players to be good enough to be international players? There's no Brady out, but he does buy paintings off me, so I'll let him off.
So I think we mentioned this. So look, Bowen's unlikely to be injured 28 days, no, but after 28 days we will get money for Antonio. It's called the FIFA Club Protection Programme. Got it for Lanzini. Do you remember when Lanzini got injured just before the World Cup? They paid out for him. 80 grand.
Did they really?
Yeah, they did. True story, bro.
Yeah. Up next, Dave Jones. Ziggy Stardust. Evening, everyone. Happy birthday, Nigel. Question to everyone. What's the best birthday present you've had? Brady out.
We've done this.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? They ask the same question. Talk about fucking rub it in.
Try and get original, guys. Yeah, Nigel never answered this. I did, so maybe you should answer.
What the best present ever?
Yeah.
Have you pulled over? Or you crashed or something?
No, I've reached the hotel.
Oh, nice.
So, that's a tough one. I've had a lot of birthdays, haven't I?
Yeah, 52.
As a kid, you know, I used to love my tracksuit, my West Ham tracksuits.
Fila?
No, my West Ham tracksuits. So when I was a kid, it would have been Admiral.
Oh, Admiral, yeah.
I love my Admiral one. This year, I got Mick Clifford's book.
Oh, nice.
the shirts, which I will read and then sit down and interview Mick for an interview with him.
Oh, nice.
Can you turn Nigel up a bit?
Of course I will. Yeah.
So there's it's hard to pick a best ever present, to be fair, because I always generally, you know, get good presents.
Well, I remember you once telling me that 75% of all your clothes were West Ham. True story?
Yes. True story, yes.
Still a true story?
Well, if I've got a West Ham jacket on at the moment.
Yeah, West Ham 2.0 jacket.
And yes,
bit surprised, disappointed in you a little bit.
As I said, the problem is
they wear
you
out.
You can make a stand, and I not do. Wear the new badge and everything.
Yeah.
But at some point, you know, and when your kids buy your presents,
yeah, that's true.
And then, you know, what are you going to do? Go, oh, sorry, kid. Thanks for thinking of me. Thanks for going for that fault, but. You know, it gets to the point. You know, my jumper that I got on is a West Ham jumper. So that's still, even though it's crossed hammers, when you look at the label, it's still got the old label in it. But when you own, I've probably got about 14 West Ham jumpers. So,
wow.
All of different types.
All right. Up next then, Jason Backhouse, man from the 70s. Evening, gents. So, being Search going into the Forest game reminded me of something. I used to pop into the hardware store on Green Street before a game at the old place. What's the most strangest thing you've bought before a game? Happy birthday, Nigel. And no Brady out there. Come on, everyone. You need to keep up the Brady.
The
strangest purchase before a game.
This may be funny. When we was doing the protesting, I did have to buy a pasting table from said hardware shop.
Bobby Moore's.
From the hardware shop further down. I know it's just before Queens Road Market because actually the shop's still there. And then you're thinking, I thought, what do I do with this table now? Because we had to set it up to collect signatures and votes that Hughes View did. So actually I folded it up and shoved it into a bush next to the gates. And it was quite funny because when I went back to get it, because I thought I can't take it in the ground, this pasting table I'd bought. And when I went back to get it there was a Sky TV camera crew standing there. So I'm standing around waiting so that they sort of interviewed me. We'd just beat Hull, so we were now in the playoffs, 2011, under Allardyce. And they wanted me to interview me, and it went out on Sky Sports News, the interview, with me being rather flippant, saying, well, we should have gone up.
Got a pacing table.
Yeah, and then after they'd done the interview, they went, thanks, and I just stood there, and they went, OK, you can go now. I went, no, you're in my maid, mate, I want my table. And they've looked round and gone, what table? And I've moved him out of the way and pulled this pacing table. I went, it's my pasting table. And they must have thought, who's this fucking loon?
That's just weird.
Walked off with my pasting table.
I once bought a £1 fish from Queen's Market.
Oh my God, you bought into the game?
Yeah, £1 fish.
What, you bought, actually, but no one bought
£1
fish off of him.
£1 fish, yeah, £1 fish. Yeah, well, I thought I'd buy one in a piece of newspaper, £1 fish. Very, very good, very, very cheap. £1 fish. No, I didn't. I just thought it'd be funny.
I don't think
he's laughing now back home in India.
I always used to buy sweets before I used to go in. What's it? Anywhere you like. Two for a pound. They were Arsenal fans, weren't they? Anywhere you like.
Three for a pound, wasn't it?
Three for a pound, was it?
I don't think they were that cheap, were they?
Yeah, two for a pound. Anywhere you like. How much? 50p for one here. Two for a pound, mate. Two for a pound.
To be fair, he was the one that complained most. He's the one that they stuck next to me.
He's an Arsenal fan, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, but don't you remember the interview last game of the season? Yeah. They wouldn't have David Gold wouldn't stand next to me, so they wouldn't have got the sweet storm.
Yeah, sweet storm, man. I tell you what, right? And I'm going to send it to you. Actually, I'm going to put it on X. I was going through on Google some stuff out of Google Drive, and I found, and it's got all of you, well, not all of you in it, but it's certainly got Nigel in it. We're walking along. I've got a GoPro. I'm wearing a GoPro. And I'm walking along Green Street and into the ground, into Trevor Brooking, Lower Chav Corner. And I was wearing, I know, why would you do that, Sean? I don't know. But I was wearing a GoPro on my chest and I walked along into the ground. So I've got that. It's a little bit of a memento. It was the same day that you took BSB and the other West Ham Till I Die people on a tour.
Oh, the tour. Yeah,
so that's why right. I had a GoPro with me.
Yeah.
So I've got that footage
that
of the both
the tours. That was the first tour I did.
Yeah, I've got that on a GoPro and walking into the ground. It just brought all the memories back, you know, watching the GoPro walking along Green Street as a sort of, you know, people saying hello and everything and just the trucks there and, you know.
It is funny because people get misty-eyed about that walk from the station.
Yeah.
And it don't do anything for me because I never used to do it.
Yeah. So. Well, I used to walk from the Black Line, actually.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Sometimes Greengate, when they had a pub there, that is.
Yeah.
The Castle. Remember the Castle?
Yeah.
Yes, before you look at it now and again.
We were once in there. I know we're reminiscing. We were once in there. We were having a drink. And it was done in West Ham colours, me, John and George. And the police come running in and they arrested all the staff for being like illegal immigrants. Yeah. And we're sitting there and there was no staff left. And they went, well, you need to get out. We said, well, we want to finish our drinks. So they made us go outside and finish our drinks outside. And they locked up the pub because there were no staff left. True story.
Yeah, cool story, bro. Right, next up, David Baker. Good evening, all.
Oh, Strucker, David.
Yeah, been a while, hasn't it? Strucker situation. What would be your plan? See you all at the next home game. Come on, you Irons. No Brady out, David.
Right, I'm not sure Nigel goes to games anymore, but yeah, I'll see
does
you.
He?
No. He's a bit like Miriam, you know, that doesn't go anymore.
Yeah.
Funny. I'll see you at Liverpool then, Sean.
Yeah, you will actually. I've got two tickets.
Oh, will you?
Yeah.
Well, you've got Lackey in the ballot, mentioned.
Oh, yeah, I've got Lackey in the ballot. That's
right. Oh, right, okay.
I've got over 9 points anyway.
Should we start again and you might actually say something honest if you did go again? Sean, you won't lie at all. So, anyway, striker situation. What would be your plan?
What you mean for next week?
I don't know what he means.
Or
I reckon
January.
for Burnley with replacement. So I'll start. Caduce, I would have to. I don't know. I know a lot of shout from Obama.
No.
I think I'd be going down the road of Caduce. I would look to introduce Obama though.
But if
at
you
some
got,
point to the game.
If you got Bowen out though, possibly.
Yeah, I think Bowen would be out. And I think.
But why would I wouldn't want? I'd want Caduce where Bowen goes.
Well, Bowen's been playing up front, hasn't he? If
I'd want Caduce. Bowen, I'd want Caduce on the right wing because you know who are you going to put there? He might not get to him. He might get to the ball, Caduce.
So who do you play then?
Danny Ings, obviously.
Oh fuck off, Sean.
Well, I think you've got to bite the bullet and play Mbama. If I'd rather Mbama than Danny.
It's horrible, and it ain't a slight on Danny Ings
or
anything. It ain't. I just think at some point we've got to go, yeah, he don't fit in with our club, and you need to stop persevering and play Mbama.
Yeah. But we're in the shit. I imagine Moyes won't play any striker. That'll be
false nine.
Yeah. Well, not as far as Moyes goes. Might call it a voice false nine. Just call it not playing with a striker. Sean, what do you think?
I don't know who he's going to play. You know, I do. I made a joke of it, but I do see him. You know, it's like everybody else goes, don't play Danny Ings, and it's almost certainly a start with Danny Ings. Because he's a stubborn bastard.
Yeah. All right, moving on then. And it's everyone's favourite scarecrow, Dodsy. And he goes, oi, my handsomes. How's you's doing? Happy birthday to the miserable shed man, better known as Bully from Bullseye.
Oh, Dodsy, you don't like it. You know?
He don't like being like bullied. You do bully him a lot, though.
I don't bully him. He shouldn't be such an idiot then. I wouldn't have to bully him.
He's a snowflake.
Simple folk from the country.
Yeah.
Is that the right term? He's a snowflake?
Probably.
I prefer simple folk from the country myself, but still.
Quick fire questions. Nigel, what is the best present you had today?
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Mick Clifford's book on West Ham shirts.
Shit, what was your fucking worst? Evening, Cliff. Oi, if you're listening.
No. One of our loyal listeners.
Yeah, I know. But
I
you know,
Mick.
No, yeah, a customer of yours.
Yeah, he is. But he put his fucking book in the club.
Excuse me.
What?
Let me tell you the story to that. His publisher wanted the book in the club.
Same thing.
And he came to me to
if
help him.
If he can't
him,
be independent.
And he came to me to help him, so I asked an Arsenal fan.
Oh, even less independent.
I asked an Arsenal fan. I told him to contact the Arsenal fan and mention my name. So, of course, he didn't get it in there at all. No. Gavin, obviously Stanley, is ahead of retail. Who agreed to put it in the club shop? Well done. Leave the bloke alone. All he said, look, I just want a chance. I'll just keep my publisher happy by saying
I just
want to get in the club shop.
Get it. You're not making. Sorry, you didn't make build a good case for him.
Why? He said he was doing it for his publisher.
Right? Yeah. Oh, all right. Well, next. Oh.
Well, how about this, Sean? Yeah,
doing it for his publisher.
Contacted by a friend of all of ours that we all know really well
about
raising money for the charity that they run, West Ham Fans. I'm not going to mention the person.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, and it would involve me displaying things with the club and maybe people making a donation.
Yeah.
And my reply was, great idea. I ain't doing it with the club, though.
I haven't heard about this.
No, it was an idea I think he had.
Right.
Perhaps, a way of raising money for him that I could display things that I've got and people pay a donation. But it would be done at the ground. And I was like, great idea. If it's with the club, I don't want to know.
See that? See?
Cutting off your nose to spite your face.
No, don't be fucking daft.
What I told them was, wait till the supporters' club get a place, and why don't you ask them? And then I can set up in there, and people can make a donation to see my stuff.
There you go. Are you out in a gale, false wind now, Nigel?
No, I'm don't just walking into the hotel. Give me a couple of minutes. I'll be in the room.
Okay.
Oh, hang on. You've got before you go, Nigel. Whose shed is better, yours or Gary's from Claret and Booze?
Gary's is warmer. That's for sure.
Politician's answer. Politician's answer. Who's
have you seen Gary's shed?
I've seen a video of it, yeah.
We didn't ask which one was warmer. We said which one is better.
Well, I'm going to say mine, aren't I? Because I've been to West Ham memorabilia.
Yeah. Fuck you, Gary.
Gary's got a Canning Town Lane painting in his. Good one.
I've got two.
Yeah, but you put yours in the house, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Ah. I didn't know you had two.
Well, Prince.
Oh, all right. Now he's got an original. Oh. Anyway.
Anywho.
What do you believe has happened to GSB out, even with the demise of David Gold? It seems to have gone very quiet and moved on to David Moyes, according to YouTube channel. Well, it's not here. We're still GSB out.
What do you say, we? I don't identify as
anything.
SB out or GSB out or anything out.
That's because you're an arsticker. But you
no,
are.
It's not.
It is. And why has Brady out faded on this channel? Well, it hasn't. Other than the previous three questionnaires. But anyway, has she now delivered, and in particular, has Brady delivered when you look at Everton's demise in the financial play?
Yes.
How about fuck off, Dodsey?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
What's he got to do with that?
Yes.
What
in
the
fact,
fuck's he got to do with
in
that?
In fact, I forgot to mention there is no money for January. And the reason is we haven't got any money in January because exactly we don't want to end up like Everton.
Oh, fuck off.
Well made.
It's a fucking terrible point.
No, it's not. It's a great point. Well done, Dodsey. Thank you for bringing it up.
Fucking, you're such a fucking arse.
No, it's not. It's true.
Right, and it finishes...
Just because it's inconvenient. Just because it's inconvenient to mention FFP, then you suddenly get all aggressive and on the...
No. I'll tell you what it is. Some tubby bloke on this podcast said we had 70 million to spend.
No,
I
didn't.
Weeks,
no, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
On paper... We have 17 million. But the problem is, your mate, David Moyes, overspent on a pile of crap. The summer
Sullivan
before.
Bought Ings.
Who
and
says?
Now,
oh, you're an ITK now, are you?
You said.
Did I?
Yeah,
did
when I asked you. I said, that sounds like a Sullivan thing. He went, of course it is.
Oh, you've got a memory like a bloody...
You need, I'll tell you what, you can't be a liar. Your memory's too bad.
I know,
and this is with someone with a terrible memory.
I know,
memory,
you have,
which
you
is
are
why
right,
I don't lie.
I did admit that. Look, I get, we cannot lose over 30 million over a 3-year period. We overspent in the summer of 2022.
No, but if shareholders can put in up to 90 million as long as it's done as a share issue.
Correct. And mm-hmm. some money was put in via the Kredinsky. But look, whatever way you look in it, we do not want to go off FFP. And the shareholders, after putting in 30 million in COVID and then put in another rights issue, do not want to put any money in. And it's up to them, is it not?
It's always up to them.
I mean, look at the Glazers. The Glazers have put no money into Man United.
I'd rather not look at them.
Not everybody puts money into clubs, is all I'll say. And when money has been put
yeah,
into clubs...
Yeah, but we've got the only fucking club that's got a manager who won't try
be
a player...
Be careful what you wish for. You
I'm moving
like
on.
Everton.
He finishes
you might
off...
end up like Everton.
He finishes off, what, with a proper fucking football stadium on the way. Bring it on.
Oh, yeah,
Brady
in
out,
the Championship. In
Brady
the
out. Brady. They're why, not going
Sean,
down.
Sean,
go on.
Sean, do you know why we don't end up like Everton?
Go on.
Because we got money in the bank from... Selling
our own,
rice, and
yeah, too right,
Ghana, and yeah, all them plus the European money. We're nowhere near it, and you know, we're not nowhere near it.
Yeah, well,
Aston Villa,
I beg to differ.
If they hadn't sold Grealish,
I beg to differ,
but they did.
You need look, we haven't got time to go through the figures, but if I went through the figures, you'd see we're a lot closer to it than you think we are. Just on a losses fee, yes, they could put more money in, granted. But they haven't. So let's move on as Len.
Yeah. Before I mention prostitutes, Dodsey. Anyway, next up, Matthew Kemp. Talk about fucking wasting money. Evening, gents. Sean, you see I was right a while back, re Mubama and his contract expiring. What's the truth behind his contract negotiations? I've heard he's on 4K a week, which is more than Perkins and Ngakia got when they left. At best, he will leave for a championship club and assume West Ham are offering more than his current salary. Is it down to playing time opportunities or his agent after a cut if he moves on? No Brady out for Matthew. Jesus, come on, everyone.
Look, I don't know how much he's on, but he'll almost definitely be on an academy wages, which will be a few thousand a week. You know, it might be 4,000, it might be 2, it might be 1, whatever. His agents, I'm told, want a first-team Premier League wages for him. I don't know what that means.
But he's making a good point, Matthew.
Hang on, hear me out first, and then shout me down.
No, I'm not going to shout you down.
I've been told by a senior source they want first-team wages for him, and they think it's too soon. Now, I've assumed that means they want 30, 40, 50 grand a week, which is the average wages now in the Premier League, right?
Right.
Now, they don't want to do it. So I'm told it's about money. He believes, and look, Moyes has come out and said this, and we said this the other week, that, you know, agents are now turning them and turning their heads and saying, yeah, well, you need to do this and this and this. So I think, well, I've been told this, you know, David Sullivan is going to sit down, because I've said this, David Sullivan is going to sit down with Mbama, with Tim Steiden, and try and persuade him to stay, so, as he did with Jared Bowen.
I would do it that you get your 5-6 grand a week as an 18-year-old, fantastic money. Every first team game you appear in,
get first team wages,
10 grand, or another 15 grand.
Well,
so
I'll
if
go
he
further,
plays in the Premier League, then and he's playing in the Premier League game, I ain't got no problem with him earning 20 grand a week.
If you remember with Declan Rice, and I got in trouble for leaking this at the time, he got paid 35 grand a week, right? He got
15 games,
25 grand appearance money on every game he started. He got 10 grand for being on the bench, another 5 if he came on, right, as a substitute. He got 5 grand per week increase for every 15 games he played. He got money for being selected for England. He obviously got goal bonuses, win bonuses, position bonuses. And he got, he hasn't got it yet because he left before it, but there was another bonus if he became captain of England. And what I know, obviously, he's gone on for 250 grand or whatever, or 200 grand a week. We offered him 200. But when he left, he was on, with all those bonuses, because he was playing all the time, he was on close to something like 80 grand a week. And that's the kind of deal I think we should be offering
the funny thing about our
academy
Rice
people.
Has gone and he's moved, but it is a bit bonkers that they didn't sign that deal, because he still would have left. He still would have joined Arsenal.
Yeah, why did and he actually, go a year of 200 grand a week?
Yeah, yeah. They shot themselves in
the
foot.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. I agree.
Hmm. Oh, well. Next question.
Wrap it up, because I've got to go, but come
right. Father Chris Kinch. Happy birthday, Nigel.
Thank you very much, Father.
I saw the 21s played the other week, he did, he told me. Mbama looked great, but I have to say that Ollie Scholes was the standout player. Do you think Scholes will get run out in the first team any time soon? Remind me of his position, it's left wing, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's where we're lacking.
The weird thing about the under-21s is they're actually doing really well in the Johnston Paint Trophy.
Right.
And they're beating the league teams. So I think they're pretty sure they're top of the group. And because you want these young players to be challenged again, and that's the idea of that tournament in a way.
Yeah.
Generally, the under-21s don't get very far. But the way West Ham are playing, you know, you think, there's a chance they could go on and do really well in that tournament. Yeah. Well, what does that say then? So
keep Moyes.
Are they ready for first team football then? You know, and that at some point we have got to start integrating them.
Yeah, we do.
We have.
Yeah.
I don't care what Moyes or whatever. You know, as a club, any club, I don't care who you are. Man United, they do it. Liverpool, they do it. We've got to start integrating them.
Mbama can't get any better if.
No.
The truth of the matter is, some of the ex-pros I talk to don't think Obama's good enough. But we're never going to... He won't be good enough if he doesn't play in the first team. So
no, I think it's harder for strikers. And I think not really. I do point. It's not just pointing out, oh, who's left and whatever. When you look at the English players in our team, the ones that we've had for a long time that have done very well. So like Antonio didn't come through an academy. Creswell didn't come through a Premier League academy. Bowen didn't come through. You know, when you look at it, you think, So being in a Premier League academy is not the be-all and end-all. But I think this crop of youngsters we got, having seen them play last season in the flesh, and I've followed their progression as they go on this season, watching them on the highlights, you think, I don't know, there's a few of them there. You know, this could be our team of 92, yeah? This could be the golden period that we had with Carrick, Cole, Lampard, Defoe, Rio, you know, it's Glenn Johnson. This could be another group of players like that.
Could be,
They've got to be played.
They've got to be played. Well, if it
and the thing
keep
is,
if getting injuries, they will.
Yeah, if you look back, the likes of when Paul Allen broke through, Tony Cotty, a lot of them, they got in the team because of injuries.
Yeah.
Well, hello, you know, Harry Kane got into the Tottenham team because of they'd had a load of injuries, and Tim Sherwood had him as a youth player and a reserve player and thought, I'll give him a go. Because he'd been out on loan to Leicester when they were our lower league. He'd been
Norwich,
Orient,
Millwall.
And I think Orient, when he was at Orient, I think they were Div 3 or Div 2 as it would be now. So, you know, it was only he only got that chance because Tottenham had injuries.
Yeah.
So let's see what happens. We've got the injuries now. What we got to lose against Burnley, realistically, my argument is, look, we ain't going to go down this season.
No.
We could afford to give Barman 90 minutes against Burnley.
Yeah.
Because if he can't do it against Burnley...
Then he can't do it.
Then generally he ain't going to do it because they're one of the worst defensive teams and whatever. So for me, give him a run out. Let's see where he goes.
Yeah, I agree with that. You're back,
don't
Sean.
Judge him on one game, though.
No.
But it gives you an idea, an indicator.
No, that's fine.
Do you think you need to answer the door?
I think so. It sounded like it, didn't it?
Yeah.
He's Amazon man. He's got Cameron Brady's strap on, been delivered for him. Anyway, next up, Adam Leverbearer. Happy birthday, Nigel, 21 again. Bit of a light-hearted question. Other than Bubbles, what song would you associate West Ham with? My two-year-old daughter loves Chitty Chitty Bubbles. Yeah, I like that. We had a big fan. Me and you, Nigel, were fans of the B-side of I'm Forever Blind, wasn't we?
West Ham,
What was it called, the actual title of the tune?
I thought it was called West Ham United.
I think it was.
I think that's what it's called.
West Ham, the pride of London town.
Yeah,
that's...
At Upton Park.
What a great song. If you haven't heard it, you missed out. Try and find it on YouTube or something.
That was the theme tune. Do you remember when we did a few of the Upton Park podcast?
Yeah, we did.
And
yeah,
got told off. For using it.
Yeah, I like that song. Anyway, up next, Andrew Farrell. Evening, gents. We need a striker, obviously. So if we don't change the system, who should that be, or what type of striker would that be? And thank you all for the podcast. It is always a great fun listen, especially when you are pissing each other off. He is pissing you off. And happy birthday, Nigel.
Thank you, Andrew.
So, do you think Andrew means what type of striker should we buy or play?
Well, I don't know. I think with the injuries, I'd guess him play. I'd revert him to my answer I gave earlier.
Yeah.
As if it's Prime Minister's question time. But I think you just got to go with Mbama.
I think so as well. Up next, no Brady out, annoys the next one, which is Ryan Doyle. With the inevitable Antonio injury, now our leavings as a not so super sub, do you think Mbama gets some minutes now? We bloody hope so, Ryan. It's managerial incompetence to play Ings in the style we play. I don't care if he's being ill-advised by his agent. Everyone and their dog would rather see him get time over Ings. Yeah, I think you've got to draw the line with Ings. I think you've got to say, look, unless we sort of...
Danny Ings, though, because
he was a good striker, wasn't he?
It ain't worked. Do you know what it reminds me of, funny enough? It reminds me of, not Roy King.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
It was the Irish King.
Yeah, Robbie Keane.
Robbie Keane.
Yeah, it does remind me of that. It's exactly like that.
So far, he's matched Robbie Keane's goal scorings. Yeah, because Robbie Keane only got two. And he's only got two. And he got both his two in the same game. And it's just not there, is it? You know, we've had these players. Yeah. It ain't the players' fault.
Yeah.
It's the club, it's the system.
Yeah.
But you've got to stop persevering with him.
Yeah, you do. I agree. Right, we move on to Chris Saville. Happy birthday, Mr. Shedman.
Thank you very much, Jimmy.
Everton being hit with a points deduction and Chelsea and City going on pace, do we scrap FFP as it only seems to punish a smaller club anyway? Brady out. Thank you, Chris.
Brady out. I did touch it and I did lose. I think they will go after Man City. I think they will go after Chelsea.
Too right.
Relegate them?
They should do. Man City should go down. What did Rangers do? Get put down two divisions?
Right, well, Rangers are different. The Rangers got done for that because it was just fine. They went bankrupt and they went bust.
Yeah, but so, this is over many, many years. I mean, I would almost start them at the bottom of the pyramid again. I'd put them in League Two, Man City. I don't mean it will happen, but that's what I'd do.
The thing is how far do you go? Do you take the trophies off of them?
No, you can't take... It means meaningless to take trophies and reaward it someone else. That is meaningless. But what you do is...
No, but to quote Brian Clough, you need to take all
throw
medals.
Your medals away.
And throw them away because you won them by cheating.
Yeah, I agree. But you know what? Chelsea and potentially Newcastle should face the same. Newcastle,
nowhere near it.
No.
Well, that's not what I hear.
Yeah, you speak to people.
That's funny because the one thing about Ashley when he owned Newcastle was because he didn't spend
the
money.
Who said we're talking about Ashley?
No, but because he didn't spend the money, they had quite a deep, you could spend.
They could spend £300 million before they were even knocking on the door. Financial fair play.
Anyway, on to Gerald.
Sorry, I was. I had to point out.
Door.
But my
Amazon was it?
No,
Amazon.
No. My fiance is in the Big Apple with her stepdaughter for her 18th birthday present. So I'm...
Well, your missus is only 18.
No, my stepdaughter, Laura, is 18. And they've gone to the Big Apple for a few days. So I'm looking after
You mean New York? It's not the name of some kind of...
Yeah. And she's back on Thursday for Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, American followers. Then it's her birthday on Friday. Then she flies off back to Las Vegas on business. So, it's a busy life.
Yeah. Right. Chris Saville, happy birthday, Mr. Ship. No, sorry, we've done that one. Gerald Smith, evening, guys. This time last year, DM, I think it's David Moyes, was alternating three at the back and four at the back. He's abandoned the three central defender option. But why? Especially if Zouma is fit. We have the personnel. Emerson is a good win-back. Even Kufau was not bad. Will we ever see it again? Brady out. He's got good memories of that. I remember it not going so well.
Well, this time last year, this time last year, we'd just played our last game and got beat before the World Cup break. And we'd lost the two games before the World Cup break. Didn't we get beat by Leicester and Crystal Palace just before the World Cup?
Yeah, we did.
And then we came back and got beat by Arsenal, didn't we?
Do you still get that barometer done? Was that Andy? Dennis used to do the barometer.
Yeah. I could do the barometer. I can have a look.
I don't.
Got time on my hands this week during the day now. Right, come on, crack on, because I've got all kind of work.
Next up, Sean Cronin. Happy birthday, Nigel. Brady out. What a fucking great post. Hey?
Is that it?
No, we've got Paul Sanders. Even that's Sean's post.
Top one, post of the day.
Yeah. Next up, Sean Paul Sanders.
Loves a little bit of squirrel.
No, no. Yeah. Deep fried Kentucky fried squirrel. Anyway, evening, gents. I felt compelled to write following last week's pod. Can anyone explain why the bald stooge, that's you, Sean, has started ending every fucking sentence with the invented word anywho?
Anywho.
Which is done again.
Anywho.
Today.
And I've got most you peculiar. Doing. I know.
Brady out. Coming you, Iron.
I did notice when I listened back, I said anywho a lot. And it seemed to annoy John. So the more things that annoy John, the more I do it. So that's the real answer. It seemed to annoy John.
Yeah.
Anywho,
we've got more questions.
Where does that come from, anywho?
You idiot. Come on, crack on.
Go on.
Right, I'm just looking through. Michael Levy Jr. Evening, gents. Happy birthday, Nigel. No questions. See some of you soon.
Oh, we're going to meet up. Michael, he messaged me. He's over in
Sean,
UK.
Yeah, he messaged me as well.
Okay, fine.
Next up. Mick Clifford is going to redeem himself.
Top man.
High peps.
What do you mean to redeem himself? You slagged him off earlier in this podcast.
That's what I mean. He's going to redeem himself, isn't he? High peps. Happy birthday, Nigel Khan.
Happy birthday.
Why is everything Moyes' fault?
Good question.
Is the season going how you'd all imagined it? Top 10... Premier League, one final, I think it means quarterfinals of the Carabao Cup and top of the European group. If not, how would you all envisage it to be otherwise? I can't complain without
you can't. The way we are, we're still in the FA Cup, we're still in the Carabao Cup, we're still in Europa League and we're top 10. You can't complain about that.
Yeah,
I think we're, personally, I think we're 3 points light. We're off, I think.
Do you?
Yeah. I think that the Everton defeat for me leaves us 3 points light from where I'd like. I think 20 points. Realistically, do you know what? This is funny because Len may have a different view. I think in certain games we've been entertaining as well. I think we were entertaining at Brentford when we got beat. We have had entertaining games this season. It might be down to the better players, having Caduce, Paquette has been on fire, Bowen's on fire, the coin of phrase.
And he's shagging Danny Dyer.
Well, whatever, but I do think, and Nick can probably, people entrench themselves sometimes so much in a way of thinking. And they just won't come out of it because I don't buy it. We're not entertained this season.
He's talking about you, Nick.
Well, no, it's a lot.
He's not alone. It's just the manifestation.
Yeah.
But this is the YouTube generation, and
I mean, I saw a video of Nicky Hawkins.
He actually made a good point, didn't he?
He actually made a lot of sense.
I'm saying,
and I think a lot of people. When a lot of the criticisms he got actually was idiots.
Yeah.
He didn't understand. And what he was saying is, if West Ham...
If we had another manager
pathway,
lined up.
Yeah. That if there is going to be this pathway, if Moyes is inevitably going to leave at the end of the season, why are we wasting our time now?
Yeah.
I think he's right.
Yeah, I think he's right. I can't believe it. He got so much abuse and he's made a really good point. Yeah.
Well, I can't believe it. I mean... Yeah. I'm sure we mentioned last week, you know, senior source says no decision's been made. There's been no secret meetings. I spoke to young Nick and rang him up and said, I don't know what people are telling you, but there's been no meeting, no decision's been made. And it's a bit of wishful thinking. Mm. And he said, you would say that.
Yeah.
And that's it. Conspiracy theories you can never win against because they always think you're part of the conspiracy, you know?
No, but at the end of the day, Sean, I, I think Sullivan spins you a load of flannel at times. And I know you don't probably think he does and think he won't tell you a lie.
Do you think... All right, let me ask you this question. Do you think he's had a meeting with David Moyes to say he's not renewing his contract at the end of the season? No. Because it would serve no purpose whatsoever.
Because I think David Moyes would walk away.
Yeah. Do you think he's made his decision early that he's not going to renew his contract?
I think there's a chance he has.
And I don't. And only because... And I say this in the nicest possible way. He don't make decisive decisions that early. And he's kicked the can down the road until he has to make a decision.
Yeah. The funny thing is, this more is under pressure for me in the media, I think stems from the media paying too much attention to social media.
Yeah.
I think it stems from...
I heard you say this before, the content.
I think the main media now, like, reads Twitter and picks up stories.
Yeah.
And what they do is they now look at the fan content, and what they want to do is, because they want to appeal, they want people to read their stuff, they then appeal to that by writing stories basically backing up what they say, when actually it's a load of old bollocks.
I won't disagree with you.
Right. And anyway, Mick Clifford finishes with Brady out. And Mick, let us know how your sales are going for your book and whether it was worth selling your soul for.
Oh, anyway, shut up. Well,
next up, Paul Turner. He says, grown men sticking West Ham stickers up on the away days. What's that all about? And you're still doing that punctuation thing with the two dots. Is he referring to you, Nigel?
No, he's not.
What happened?
He cracks me up. No.
Has he seen this?
No, so he's not a dick. So there are West Ham fans that carry around stickers and put them up like in away pubs, in the toilets or away fans or whatever. He just you know, thinks 50-year-old bloke shouldn't be doing that.
Well, I'll go one better. When I went to the Emirates, when we went to the under-18s final, I think you were there as well, Nigel.
Youth Cup final. Sure.
Youth Cup final, that's it. There was a guy.
You know I was there because I said hello to
you. You weren't sitting next to me. But there was a guy who was in his 70s or 60s, late 60s, 70s. And he had thousands of stickers. And he spent the whole game putting West Ham, little mini West Ham stickers he must have got printed, on all the Emirates seats. He didn't watch the game. He was just putting them all on the seats and laughing to himself.
Yeah.
You know, whatever makes you happy, I suppose.
I don't have a problem with that. I think it can be quite funny, obviously. Yeah.
Anywho.
Anyway.
First used in 1850, by the way, anyhow.
Right, come on, couple more questions and I've really got to go work.
Yeah, we've only got a couple more. Marion Williams up. Due to the club ignoring my request from last year and actually placed me closer to the people that caused me trouble, I've decided to attend more away games than home where he feels safer. Yeah, there's your answer. Brady out.
Oh, convenient. Convenient.
No, also, this is a genuine thing that he's flagged.
Yeah,
up
well,
he has mentioned this.
I get that, but he hasn't spoken to me about it. I could get him moves. But isn't it funny how the days that he's not around, there's a, I don't know, there's a basketball game on or American football or something. So
perhaps he feels
the lady does protest too much, methinks.
Oh, I think you've been a bit harsh on him there.
Well, there you go.
Also, you may have noticed or not that I no longer send questions every week to the podcast due to the cyberbullying I'm getting online. Some people speak before thinking. Well, you done it. This week is Mick Clifford.
Has he been talking about Dodsey? Has his Dodsey been in his ear while he keeps bullying me?
He's
bullying me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
people can't take bullying these days. It's character building.
Is Miriam? Even
I didn't
on,
get where I am on, today without being
is
bullied.
Is he on Twitter or social
He's
media?
On Facebook.
Is he?
Yeah. Facebook, social media. We just asked a question on Facebook. So.
Oh yeah, so he must be. Yeah.
Yeah. Next up, Lewis Allen. Evening, gents and Sean. Plus, happy birthday, Nige. As it's your birthday question, is it's another one? Is best present you've ever received non-West Ham related. Hope you have had a good un, mate.
Non-West Ham related?
Is it a perfect question?
Wow.
I think he means, what's the best present you've ever received, non-West Ham related?
It's very rare. I mean, I think all my presents were West Ham related this year. I did get an photograph of Maradona.
Oh, I wasn't expecting you to say that.
Yeah.
Big Maradona fan, are you?
I'm a football fan. Yeah, I think he's undoubtedly in the top three, if not number one, of the greatest ever players. In the argument of Maradona or Pele, I'd put Maradona above Pele.
Do you have a Bobby Moore autograph?
I have more than one.
Well, do you? How many do you have?
I have four. Though I have got my doubts about one of them.
Oh. Have you?
Yeah. But anyway.
Ted Sexton.
Unless it was signed at a seance. Let's put it like that.
All right. Oh. Okay.
But anyway, I like the pictures, so I've kept it. But I don't ever go. You know.
Are they worth a lot of money nowadays? I've got one signed program.
No, signed program. It depends. The value of the program, the signature adds value to it. Bobby Moore's signature on a program, you probably get 40, 50 quid for it.
Oof. I was done then. I paid 100 quid for it.
Fucking hell. I saw you coming.
I'm not sure. I mean, a Bobby Moore autograph years ago, you could get 300-400 quid easy, maybe more. You know.
This was a while ago. Bought it off someone who needed some money at the bowling ground.
All right. But this is the thing. The value of autograph stuff, I found, has gone down.
Oh, has it?
Not gone up recently.
I mean, it did seem at the time it was a good value. I looked around and there was stuff like it. I'll send you a photograph
picture. I've got an autograph picture of George Best, Bobby Charlton and Dennis Law. Yeah.
Wow.
So I've got a signed picture of them three by each of them. So I've got one to go before I sell it.
Yeah. I've got Bobby Moore. I mean, I met Bobby Moore two or three times and I've got some other autographs I got myself, but only this one on the programme. It was later on life, but this one on the programme playing.
I bought one of the big things I've got. I've got a collection of West Ham autographs. I think you've seen them, Sean. Have you not seen the collection I've got? There's about...
I've seen some pictures. I haven't seen it.
Player, yeah.
I haven't still been to your shed.
All right, no,
me neither.
We need to come to the shed.
Yeah, I've got an autograph collection of every player that played from like the 1940s or the 1950s, some from the 30s, some from the 40s, then from the 1950s till the 1990s, every player that played for West Ham.
So okay.
You've got Bobby Moore. And if they play twice, yeah, I've got them twice in this autograph collection. Now, I paid 330 quid for that. Now, that was a bargain. Because I think if I broke the collection up, I could...
I might sell some more. The missus tried to throw away. I've got an original... Oh. I know you've got one already. An original cup and saucer from the bowling ground directors.
No, I haven't got one of them.
Have you not?
No, don't throw stuff away like that.
Well, I wasn't going to throw it away, but I was thinking of selling it. But you can have it if you want. So it, It wasn't from the director's room. It was from the corporate. It's a cup and saucer.
No, it's got the crest on it.
Yeah.
I'd love that.
I'll send it to you.
You can bring it with me, Pat Jennings' autograph.
Still got that.
I played golf with Pat Jennings once.
Did see got a statue the other day?
Yeah. It's amazing how he doesn't change. He's just done a row for me.
I found that Pat Jennings that says to Nigel the other day when I was moving out. That's anyway.
The funny thing is this.
It was only about 4 years ago that I got it, 5 years ago. It was before pandemic, so quite a long time. Anywho, we probably want to do that last two questions, don't we? We went off on a tangent again. We could go round your shed while you're away and maybe, Sam could rustle up us a meal in the kitchen you finished while you're in Weymouth.
All right, I'm back.
Okay, right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
This may be the last one, but I will check after. It's Ted Sexton. Good evening, gents, and happy birthday to Nigel. Can Sean give a correct update on both Bowen and Antonio? So many different news reports. Did you give an update?
I did it right in the beginning. I gave an update.
I can't remember what you said.
I said Antonio is bad. He's got ligament damage and 3 months at best, and could be a lot longer. And Bowen, waiting for the results of the scan, but it doesn't look too bad.
Oh, well, I think we finished on that. It doesn't look too bad. I think that is it.
Well done. It was worth waiting for question time. Happy birthday, Nigel. Thanks for coming in your birthday.
Yeah.
Hopefully we weren't too nasty to you. Tell Sam that Len and myself will be over to have a look around, rifle around the shed while you're away. And we can probably finish the kitchen for you while we pop over and see the shed.
Oh, right. Okay, if you could.
Yeah, that
would
be
She's got a list of other things she needs doing as well. So.
We could probably do it. Len and I are complete finishers, you see.
Yeah.
I said I wouldn't be nasty to you on your birthday. Yeah. I take that back. I take that back. Anyway, enjoy work on your birthday.
Yeah, I'm off to go.
No predictions. I've been Sean. Nigel has been.
Why no predictions?
Why no predictions?
Because we did predictions last week, but you could do yours, Nigel. So it's just Burnley.
I think. How
come?
2-0.
2-0. I've already got yours, Len.
What did I say?
I don't know, but it's on the spreadsheet.
Oh.
There you go.
So we've just got Len now. So we've got Nigel added. 3-1. Everyone has got it. So, anywho, I've been Sean. Nigel has been.
In me van.
And Len has been.
Painting the Van Gogh.
Well done. Bye.
Bobby Moore. More than just a podcast. Bobby Moore. More than just a podcast.
International week. He spoke for 90 minutes.
Wow.
Back next week.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.